got disconnected.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Boy.
I was just trying to confirm that you were getting those text messages over to you.
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, so I got to create your Google business profile. I know that you've had one built before, it says here, but we got to verify it and make sure if anything was updated or changed that we're submitting the most up-to-date information and accurate information. So
yeah,
on the
that,
first...
Yeah, that website isn't mine anymore. So
okay.
It has to be a new one.
Yeah, no, we're going to build you a new one. That's in that package. I sent you some examples of it too, but we're going to purchase a domain for you. We'll develop all the content. Do you have a logo you want to use for the site?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm going to send you a text message with an email address.
Is it where y'all are at?
Yeah, it's been cooling down. It was weird. Our weather was bipolar. See, California is different. Here we get a lot of earthquakes because the weather will go from 100 degrees to raining. It'll just shift, like, dramatically. And I guess that caused a lot of problems, like landslides. So we're right on these two major faults. So we had two earthquakes, actually, recently. One was, like, 3 weeks ago, and another one was about a month and a half ago, like early August. And they shake things up pretty bad. Things start falling off of shelves and stuff. So that's the downside of living out here. We do get sunny weather most of the time, but, you know, sometimes it gets a little too hot in the summer, and then right when it switches to fall, it turns into, it wants to rain, like, too quickly.
It is.
It's like rapidly cooling a frying pan, you know.
Pretty damn windy here. It makes it cold.
Yeah. Yeah, it's different out there. It's different out there. My mom and my aunt live out in South Carolina, so... I usually go over to the East Coast probably about 4 or 5 times a year.
What made you want to go to Cali? More money.
Yeah, well, so Google is only in California. So my goal when I was in college was to get to Google. You know, that was really the plan. And I got there and I went through 6 months and then they made me an offer to do one thing. And I was like, I don't know if I really want to do that. It didn't sound as fun as I anticipated.
Yeah.
And then they told me, okay, well, we could send you to one of our partners and have you oversee operations at one of the Google partners. And that's kind of nice. I come in
make too much, man. That's the problem. Y'all make too much.
Yeah, but man, it shoots out of your backside in taxes. Let me tell you.
Yeah, and living.
Yeah,
what
cost
you ought
of living.
To do is you ought to send all your extra money home back to South Carolina to your family. That way they can hold on to it. That way it's not so much taxes up here on you.
Oh, mom's fine, man. Her house is paid off.
No, I mean, you ought to send your money back. That way they can put it in the bank down here for you. That way it's not
getting
so much
taxed
taxes.
So bad. Yeah, no, they know I'm out here, though. They know where I live. So.
Yeah, I was about to say, if you got checks or straight deposit or whatever, it's probably
still
work, but it's in California anyway.
Yeah, I got credit union that they give us. It gives us really good credit scores, and they just they deposit it directly into there. That's part of it, you know. Got to have a proof of the income coming through there. You're still working for all the stuff we got. But, yeah, I mean, if I was out there, I'm telling you, my house would be 3-4 times the size. That's for sure. And mom's not complaining. Mom has 4 boys, and I'm the 3rd of the 4, so she's good.
Oh, so you're one of the youngest.
Yeah, I'm the 3rd of the 4. So I got 2 older brothers and a younger brother. And my older ones are crazy. They're all Army vets. My 2 older brothers, both of them, went to Iraq and Afghanistan. And they have their own companies now that they've gotten out. They're doing good.
I said I couldn't do, man. I couldn't be no damn. I couldn't go to the Army.
You and me both.
They wanted me to. They asked me. They keep calling me every month. Are you still looking to sign up for the Army? And I'm like, nah, I mean, I own a great business now.
Pop was a Marine out here in California. So, and him and my mom weren't always, I see my dad more than my mom, obviously. He's still out here. But he was a Marine at Camp Pendleton. And, you know, he always wanted me to do that. And my mom got tired of never seeing him. Yeah, it gets old after a while. And then my brothers were both Rangers. And then they wanted me to follow in their footsteps. Even my grandfather, my mom's dad, was a Secret Service. He was the driver for Eisenhower. So I got a real family history of service, you know. That's the kind of thing I worry about the natural disasters. I'm like, if they start World War III and half of us are underwater. Yeah, they got Fort Myers over there, you know, but it's like, that's not a good situation. We're trying to save our own people here, and then they're dropping stuff on us. But I don't think they got the nerve for that. Anyway, so on the first page of Google, you could only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay, so 704-985-8870.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I texted you an email address. It was photos@localsplash.com. Are you tech savvy? Like, would you be able to send me your logo and some photos of work that you've done in the past? Or I can build, like, a portfolio for you on your website?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay. When you get some free time, just try sending as many as you can, and then we'll make it look as pretty as possible. I got some overpaid graphic designers downstairs. Put them to work. What's your last name, Jared?
Kendall, K-E-N-D-A-L-L.
Okay. And you're the sole owner?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Update you here.
So your number is 6225.
Yes, that's the company line. So there's one in there that'll say, "Hi, this is John." That one will call me directly. It has a 544 extension. If you don't hit my direct extension, you're gonna get one of these California kids. They're not bad. A little different. Yeah, a little soft-spoken. But no, there's a 24/7 customer service department available to you. So you can call me directly if you want something done quickly and done the right way. And then if you just want to put in like a revision, something small, or maybe it's after hours, you worked a long day, but you just want to get this thing tweaked, then I'm probably not here late in the afternoons. You can call in, and there's still somebody there to assist you.
I got you.
All right.
So I need to text that extension 544.
No, you don't have to text it. If you're going to send in the photos, there's an email in there. Oh, you do need to type it in if you want to call me directly, yes. But if you're talking about your logo and your photos, you got to send it to that email address, thephotos@localsplash.com.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. All right, and then what's your business email? I'm going to send you the invoice receipt so that way you can write it off later. It's considered a business expense. And then I'm also going to send you an outline of the agreement in writing because I put you on that platinum package for $299.
It's going to be L-O-N-G.
Okay.
C-R-E-E-K.
Mm-hmm.
D-I-R-T.
Mm-hmm.
W-O-R-X. Mm-hmm. @gmail.com.
Businessname@gmail.com. Good, you're already a Gmail user. That's good. Do you use Google Calendar at all?
No.
No? Okay. I just wanted to know because we can actually set it up so there's like a Contact Us profile on your website and they could usually fill it out or even go in there and schedule an appointment or like a callback with you if you're too busy to answer the phone sometimes. A lot of the guys I work with, they don't have like a secretary.
Yeah.
So they just, you know, they use the tracking system. The tracking system will save their information if you miss the call. So it'll save like, you know, what service they were looking for, their phone number, and the zip code that they searched or called from. So that way you can get back to them in the afternoon or whenever you're available and you can go through that and you'll have like a pipeline of leads still saved in there. Obviously, you know, I want to say this too, like the leads that you get through there, you'll still get leads. You'll get leads kind of like, I want to say they're like Home Advisor, but they're not. We're not charging you for them individually, right? But it'll still save those leads. And those ones are going to have about the same conversion rate, though. We noticed the guys that call back, that you got to call back, you know, they might have went called a couple other people between when they called you and when you get back to them. So the live calls are going to really be the money. So that's what you really want to focus on. You want to focus on trying to get them live, because more than likely that's their first time reaching out. And those ones almost always convert. And ones you got to call back, they still convert sometimes, but just not nearly at the percentage. Usually the live calls are like 90%. These guys were online. They looked up your service. They saw the other guys up there. They saw your website. They saw your reviews. And then they called you. You know, those are shooting fish in a barrel at that point. So try to be mindful of that. Okay. All right. And then this 36544 Old Salisbury Road, is that still accurate?
Yes, sir.
All right. And then they're going to send you a postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. There's a 5-digit number on the back of it that I'm going to need from you when it comes in. So that's why we have your address down. But I can hide your address. Looks like you're doing business from home. You don't really need people coming to you, do you?
No, yeah, you can hide it.
All right, I'll take it down. So it'll still say New London on there. It'll still have the zip code and the state. It just won't have the street address portion on there. And then Long Creek Dirt Works, is it incorporated or an LLC by chance?
LLC.
LLC, okay. I'm going to add it. It looks more professional. Yeah, the capital L, the capital C right in the beginning, and then the LLC at the end gives it a nice little balanced look. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. And you spell everything on Works with an X, correct?
Yes, sir. W-O-R-X.
Okay, I got you.
You can do capital D or D-I-R-T and then capital W-O-R-X, but all one word. Or just capital D and W.
Yeah, I capitalized the D and the W, but you want it to be all one word, Dirtworks?
Yeah, Dirtworks, yeah. I got it one word.
Okay, let me update this because it's showing them as two separate words. So Long and Creek are separate and Dirtworks is together.
Yeah, because normally you do W-O-R-K-S, but make it two words.
Yeah, I got it.
I have it all at once.
All right, I like it.
It looks better.
Yeah, it does. I kept the W capitalized too, so it still pops. And there's a separation in there. They don't try to contort it all into one word. All right, and then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
7 to 5.
Okay, you go on Monday through Friday, or you work the weekends too?
Do that through Saturday.
Okay, Monday through Saturday. All right, and we're going closed on Sunday?
Yeah.
Good man. All right. And you can accept cash, check, and card?
Yeah, cash. Check or record.
All right. All right, so I got the business profile all set up to launch. I'm going to submit it to Google now, and then they're going to get your PIN verification letter sent out today. I want them to send it out immediately. So I can get that going. Usually takes 3 to 5 days to receive, and it's Thursday, so I'm thinking this time next week you'll have that in the mail.
All right.
Okay. I'll send you a message around the time it comes in. They let us know when it's delivered.
Sounds good.
All right. And then there's going to be a client interview. I can do either later today or tomorrow. What's your schedule look like?
Either one, whatever works.
Okay. It's going to take about 30 minutes, but we asked for an hour window. I got a 5 to 6 Eastern Standard available. Is that too late?
Tomorrow?
Today.
Today, that'd be fine. Call me then.
Okay. And I'm going to send you a calendar invitation as well to your Gmail, and then I'm going to send you a text message reminder 1 hour before if anything pops up or changes, just let me know. I could always reschedule it, but I want to try to get it knocked out as soon as possible. That way, when we come out of the weekend, we already got a sight to show you.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll get these guys working. They're already in here on Saturday anyway, so if I get it to them today, and you, whenever you send those photos in, I can have them build, like, the general template. You don't got to do all that right now. Like I said, I'd rather you, you know, actually take your time with it. Don't rush it. Sometimes these guys just send me some photos. It's just like, you don't want that on your website.
I got you my best ones.
Okay.
I got you my best ones because we went through them.
Okay.
Because I've had to post them to all my social medias too, so I had to go through my one of the boys that worked for me. He got picture happy, and hell, he took the hell out of some pictures.
He must have a girlfriend, because that's how it is. And my lady tells me,
he had a girlfriend for 4 years, and nothing wrong. So now he's just anything that comes, almost.
That's how it is, but, man. It's good though. That's going to be a good worker. He's got a lot of stuff he's got to work through. You know, I've been there. I had this lady. I was out there. She's Italian and beautiful. I dated her for, you know, 5-6 years. Went all over Italy with her, Europe, and she didn't like the whole separating from her family. And she was based out there on the East Coast, and so we decided to split. But I had one of my buddies call me one day before we had even split, and he's like, "I seen her out with this guy," and calling me. One of my high school friends, and I was like, "Oh, it broke my heart." You know, I didn't think it did. I was trying to play it tough, you know, but it killed me. It was the first time ever I was in a relationship that long. So many nights together. Yeah, it broke me. It's a lot of memories and stuff I had to go through and delete and burn. Good, really good times in my life too. I'm sure I'll remember when I'm an old man, you know, going to Europe and stuff, but, yeah, it was...
How old are you?
I'm 31.
31.
Yeah, I'll be 32.
You got
9
on me.
12 days.
Oh, yeah. Shit, you'll have 10 on me then.
Yeah. You sound grown. Yeah.
No, man, I'm only 22.
Wow.
I'm 23 June.
Wow. Them good old boys, man. All that corn and bread.
a lot of
barbecue.
Finished
mom's
at Hellwood High School and started this at 16, 17.
Wow.
Well, it'll have been legal at 18, so I could have started at 18, been fine.
Wow, that's crazy. 10 years ago, I started doing all this stuff. Pretty much, I was finishing up school about your age.
Yeah, see, that's what I didn't go to.
Yeah, it's overrated. It took me about four years to pay it off. It was 4 years doing it, and took another 4 years to pay it off, pay it all back. It was a headache. It wasn't worth it. I feel like there's guys here that have been here, you know, 5-6 years, and Google sends them out to work at a Google partner, you know? And I feel if I would have just interned over there or something, it probably would have ended up in the same situation without the debt.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. It's the things we wish we learned when we were younger. Sometimes experience is, you just can't put a price on experience, you know.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, imagine by the time you're my age, you'd be able to do anything out there. You'd still be in good health.
Yeah, well, probably won't be able to do shit by the time I'm 30.
Yeah, you will.
We have another president like this.
Oh, yeah, well,
so we can't be going into damn recessions every year. Hell, people out here in trade got to work.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. We were actually in a recession around the time I was finishing school, and our high school, actually. And it's pretty bad, but not like this. But you know what? I always get kind of disappointed with the way things are going with the younger generation, because even my generation, because it's like, man, My dad's generation, they would have assassinated this guy already.
Yeah.
Well, where's that guy secretly saving us all? They play him to be a criminal, but...
Yeah, Trump was a great president, but...
I love Trump.
He is arrogant as hell and don't know when to shut his mouth, but he's a businessman. That's what's different.
That's what I voted for. Because my grandfather, the one that chauffeured Eisenhower, he was a good old boy. He was the one who just always tell me, man, if you vote for anybody other than Trump, you lost your mind, you know?
Yeah, I mean, he is arrogant as shit, but he's a businessman, so it makes up for it.
Democrats are crazy with the modern technology. They're watching people doing things they're not supposed to be doing. It's like digital warfare, the Democrats. I see it all the time. There's a lot of them in here. Our owner's not. I'm not. I think that's why we get along and we kind of run everything. But there's a lot of, I call them zombies, you know. They just kind of believe everything that comes through the TV, through their phone, social media, you know. They don't know how to separate themselves from it. They're so addicted to it. I understand it. I get it, you know. We do, like, Facebook ads posting for people, and there's a lot of people that actually use social media. It's kind of crazy, the numbers, but it's just brainwashing. It's just control. They already had it with the news where they had one platform to pump whatever they want in there, telling you to go stick this thing in your arm. You don't even know if it's going to work. With the vaccine and everything else. Yeah, all of a sudden people having heart problems and whatnot, you know. So
I was
really upset when Trump left office, because he was really sticking. We're Americans, you know. We got freedom to, if we wanna go get it done, go get it done. If you don't wanna get it done, don't get it done. You know what I mean? You have the freedom to choose. And then we got Biden. Biden's, you know, got these people out here, and they're going, well, you want your job or no? And it's like, okay, well, I already had two kids, and this is how I provide for them. So I ended up having to get those freaking shots in order to go to work.
You did?
Yeah, I had to. I had to feed my boys. And I wasn't feeling good like a week after, and I still got sick anyway. I had COVID in July of last year so bad I thought I was going to die. My fever wouldn't break. I had a fever for like 10 days straight. It's horrible. I just kept down in a bunch of pills, like ibuprofen and Advil, dual action, break the fever. I went and stayed in a hotel. At least my work paid for that. They had some kind of COVID relief stuff where, you know, I went and got a nice room and stayed away from the boys and my lady. But it was, I had to get those stupid shots, and they didn't even stop anything. Who knows what I put in my body or what the long-term effects of them are, but I was like, okay, I lose this job, and what am I going to do? I'm going to be going backwards. You know, I already went to school for all this stuff. I'm not going to backtrack 8-9 years at the time just to get to that, you know. So I just went and did it. I was like, whatever. It wasn't so much the needle I'm worried about. I wasn't being like that. It was like, I just don't know what the hell's in that thing, what it's going to do to me. They never tested mRNA on any human beings before, and they just mandate a vaccine for it. It was the dumbest thing I've ever seen, honestly. Especially for somebody leading a country, is the most ignorant thing I think I've ever seen. I didn't know presidents could be so stupid or controlled. If that's the case, I think that's why they have him there. He's not really. He's just a face. I think there's somebody telling him what to say, because his memory only lasts about 5 seconds. But anyway.
Yeah.
All right, so I sent you the invitation to your client interview this afternoon. Did you get that?
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Was it an email?
Imagine me. Yeah, it'll say client interview, local splash for Jared Kindle.
Yeah, I see it.
Okay. All right, and so they're going to text you an hour before just to confirm that's still a good time. All right, Jared. So the last thing we got to do here is like peeling a scab. We got to secure the first month payment. How did you want to do that?
We can do it on a card.
Okay. Is it going to be Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
Let's see. Well, I'll pay this payment on this card. but I'm going to switch it to my credit card.
Okay. So you're going to have to contact me, though, before the next billing is being due. I'm not going to take both of them down. I'm not allowed to. We use a very secure database, so I just punch it in, and then it encrypts it, so we can't see it.
That'll be fine, but I'll just get up with you. Well, when will the first period start? Will it start after...
it'll start today on the 29th. I can push your bill into the 1st if you want, so that way you won't get billed again until the 1st of November.
Till the 1st.
I'm going to push it a couple days.
Yeah, so it gives us a little bit of time to get everything back and get things started.
Yeah, let me do this for you. I'm going to move it to November 1st will be the next billing. It'll still stay $299.
Yeah, run it on the 1st. That'll be easy as hell to keep up with.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to run the 1st one today. I have to, in order to take it off the board. But the next one on the won't go through until November 1st. So this will get you clear through October without any surprises coming out of left field.
And you saying I'm going to see some jobs and some work, right?
Yeah, it stays pretty consistent, actually, until, at least for the excavation stuff, until it starts getting a lot cooler. So the next 2.5, or next 2 months, pretty much, it looks like the data stays up, and then there starts to slow down a little. It'll start dipping down a bit. But we can always cross that bridge. I mean, if you get to a point where it's slowing down and you feel like, hey, this isn't making sense, then, you know, you give me a call and I can always work something for you. Maybe suspend it for a month or two, or put it on a hold. Or maybe I could waive a month. You know, just to kind of make sure that you're seeing good ROI. Because what we don't want to do is have you spending money and not having money come in. That's the quickest way to lose a client. And if we're putting in all this legwork and building your site and maintaining all these listings, the last thing we want to do is see you go, you know. All that work just kind of goes down the drain. So, you know.
Are you going to be the one making my site, or is it going to be or is it designers or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, there's graphic designers in-house. I went to school for that. You know, like I said, I'm your account lead, so, you know, I basically tell them what to do, let's put it that way.
Yeah, they make it look good for us.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, hey,
you figure out what the website is.
Right, so that's what the client interview is going to be about. So the client interview is another technician. Her job is to go over these main questions about getting the site set up. So they'll have questions about keywords. They'll have recommendations for keywords. They'll go over the service area with you, and then they'll pick your brain on what you're expecting the website to look like, so that way we can meet those parameters.
All right, sounds good.
All right. All right, and I got the billing moved over to November 1st. And then did you say it was a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
Yeah, it's a Visa.
Okay. And then is the billing address the same as your street address that we're sending your PIN verification letter to?
Yes, sir.
All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
4694.
4694.
9300.
9300.
0045.
0045.
8266.
8266. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year? Oof, my bad.
0625.
0625, okay. And 3-digit code on the back?
186.
186. Okay, 1 second here. I'm going to send you a invoice receipt and an outline of the agreement in writing. Oh, you also got the Facebook ads on here.
Yeah, at Facebook. I've just been posting them on my Facebook.
Gotcha. Well, we're in the process of becoming a Meta partner, so you're going to get $100 of Facebook ads in your campaign. It's no extra charge.
All right.
It's part of your package. Have you been using the Facebook ads already?
Well, all I do is post. I don't think I've been using the ads.
Yeah, the ads were how you make the money. It's good that you're posting. We also have a girl back here. Actually, she's from North Carolina. Her man's in the Navy. I think she just cranked out a baby like 2 months ago. But she does the weekly postings for the Facebooks. And we have to get an email verification from you. So she'll create the post and submit it to you for verification. If you verify it, it gets listed. She'll also create the ad. So you'll hear from her. Her name's Shanks. The last name is Shanks.
Does she work with you?
Yeah. So we have like 300 people that work here. It's not a small company. Like, we're a Google partner company, so there's a lot of
right.
Yeah, but each one specializes in their own thing. You know, we have a whole department that's focused on Facebook ads. We have one department that's focused on Google verifications. We have one department that focuses on client interviews. We got one department that builds websites. So I'm getting you access to all of these with your account. That's why I was saying I'm the account lead, but I'm also a director here. So I kind of oversee all of them, get them all clocked in the morning. If they need to do something with the billing, if they have a HR problem, things like that, that all comes through me. So the reason they set you over to me was to get you the discounted pricing structure. And she said that, it was a unique situation pretty much with something that you set up in the past and getting the new in business credit. So we want to try to put something together for you where we can get things up and running as cost efficiently as possible and hopefully turn it into a long-term business relationship where maybe if you hire some people down the line or you grow the business, you know, then it's a bigger account. You know, we could talk about doing something bigger, maybe covering, 150 miles or, adding Google Ads or Google Guarantee to it. Things like that. So right now this is just the starting point. We're in the show improve phase, so I think you're going to be happy once we just get you up there and start generating consistent calls and get you away from Home Advisor. I think that'll make you happy, and then we can always just go from there.
Yeah, if I can get away from Angie Lee, hell yeah.
Yeah, that's why I sent you that link too. You got that in your text messages. It's FTC.gov. The Federal Trade Commission shut them down one time already. In 2010, and then they've rebranded and came back in 2014, and they've basically been monitoring them since 2014, it says. So what they do is the FTC has already told them that they're considering shutting them down. So when the business owners come to them and complain and say, hey, these guys are charging me lead fees for things that I didn't even open, or they try to send my stuff to collections and it's messing with my credit. You know, I tell them, you fill out that form at the FTC, and the FTC goes and tells them, hey, I got these complaints, and they usually drop them. A lot of times they drop them and you get reimbursed too. So that's what I was saying. It might take you, 3-4 minutes to fill it out, but might end up making you back X amount of money. I don't know how long you've been invested in that or paying them.
For a little while.
Yeah, it's worth it.
Was in one business paying with them for a few months, and then I've been paying for them a few months in this business.
Yeah, I don't like things that mess around with collections. My brother's either, my younger brother works for Schools First Credit Union, and they're the same credit union that we have out here that Google gives us, and anytime something comes through to collections, it's a big deal. They don't want people messing with their credit, because houses out here are like $1 million for a small one.
Yeah.
So you mess that up and you can't even buy a house anymore, or they're telling you, we want to revoke our loan, things that pop up. So you're going to keep that credit report as clean as possible.
Yeah, it's crazy out there, man.
Yeah, it's different. I would stay over in South Carolina, I would have never came over here. I loved going to Clemson games growing up and stuff. I liked out
like,
there.
Trades over here make a lot of money, so it's kind of like you're not really better than anybody, but you're just making more than a lot of people. That, I mean, so it helps.
Yeah, it's, you know, different. Here, it's there's a big difference between a small town and big city. In a small town, everybody knows everybody. Everybody helps everybody. You know, you either knew them or you met them at some point. You know what I mean? I don't know if you live in a small town, but I grew up, I knew everyone.
Yeah, it is a small town, but I got mine set on like 25, 30 miles, so it gets me away from Stanley County.
Everybody, yeah. But see, here, you know, you got Los Angeles to the north and San Diego to the south, and there's just so many people. It's like, and so many people in California aren't even from America. They're like, you get these foreign people. And it's just different. It's very different. It's they're not raised the same. You know, you probably come across like 20 different religions out here. And back home, it was just everybody was a Christian.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, you know. So you got these guys doing all kind of crazy stuff. During their lunch break, they're going out and praying. I'm like, whatever, you know. I try not to judge nobody, but it's interesting. It's just different.
Wow, man.
Yeah, it's just different. It seems
I wouldn't like
it
because I'm not like really a big city kind of person.
Yeah, there's just a lot going on and people aren't as close, so it's like really big and a lot of people. But even though there's so many people there, it's like you're I don't know. It's hard to explain. You're not grounded.
Yeah.
You know, it's.
I mean, it would be worth it for people that don't really know how to do trades, you know, and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, if you can live out here, you can live anywhere you want. You know what I mean?
Yeah, cause
it's kind of like New York. If you can survive in Manhattan, in Los Angeles, and you can survive and do business anywhere.
Yeah, because I mean, people in the trades, you know, here, you know, they're making pretty good money right now. Can, you know, while Trump was in office, it was killing, man.
Yeah, the economy was way better with Trump because he stopped outsourcing everything. He stopped sending all our work to China. The problem is we're a capitalist country, man. That's the problem. Everybody wants to buy things from China for $5 and sell it here for $15, $20. That's been what they've been doing for the longest time. It's the lazy man's way of getting rich. You use your money to make more money by buying cheap stuff from China. And Trump wanted to end that. That's why we had a lot of problems with China. Not just because they were communists, but a lot of their business and their economy and the money they were making was coming from America and all those little sweatshops. And so Trump was forbidding that. So what happened is all the work started coming back over here, even with trade. with trade, what happened is people have money around home and they could fix up their homes. And now the problems that they're having that they've been ignoring because they're at the office all the time, they got to fix it up. You know, so the economy was just getting better, top to bottom. And then all of a sudden this bozo came in here and I think people got scared. That's what it was. I think they got scared because I don't think Trump had a spine. I don't think he would have backed down from Putin or China. You know, we would have stood strong against those guys. But now when we have Biden in here, these guys are just, we're just little puppets. Yeah. Biden's just a little puppet. Yeah. Yeah.
Reading his paper, man.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, we'll get rid of him eventually. I mean,
they ain't got but like, what, a year and a half, less than that, really.
Yeah, less than that. He got about a year and 2 months and 11 days. No, actually, it's November of 24, so he's actually got a solid 2 years. I forgot about that. It's going to be November 1st of 2024. You'll be on your two-year anniversary with us.
Hey, man, I'm ready for him to go.
Yeah, I'm ready for him to go now, too. My boys are getting bigger. I don't want them... they have these vaccine mandates for school and crap going on out here in California. So I've been having them stay home with mama.
Yeah, man, I was about to say, I'd probably let her be a stay-at-home wife and homeschool them or something. Just so
that's been the way it is. The bells out here are a little different, though, let me tell you. They're built different. They're all real pretty nice to look at. But they expect that pretty much. You get a lady from California, they expect to be at home. They don't really expect to go work, so I'm kind of spoiled. But
Yeah, that's the thing, man. And so, yeah. I mean, you make a lot of money in California, but do you really see that many trade companies in California?
Yeah, of course. You got to remember, it's especially with things excavating,
as far as like small
welding.
Businesses, I mean, I know there's big, huge businesses that, you know,
they all start small and then they end up being big because it's just, you know, imagine you're a welder out here in one of the biggest cities in the world, you know, literally. And then it's like being a welder in New York. It's like, well, you know, that something busts every day. Something breaks every day. So you start out and, you know, you could work independently, but at some point, you know, if you got a business mind, you don't want to bust your back every day. You're going to try to hire somebody and get them to do it, train them to do it, you know what I mean, and grow the business that way, you know.
Yeah, I'd like to move to the beach.
Yeah, it's nice. The beach is nice. I'm telling you.
We got a house in Holden, but I'd like to move to the beach.
Oh, yeah. Beach is nice there, but the beach out here is, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's a lot better. I don't know if I could be all the way across the world from family, though.
You get a homesick.
Too many people rely on me.
Yeah, I know that feeling, too. I'm telling you, you're like, send somebody back home. I'm like, I've been doing that. I've been doing that. My mom's fine. But yeah, you know, can't put a price on your mother, so yeah, it's just
it's a chore, man.
Yeah, and especially as being boys, you know, the older
gotta
you
take
get,
care of them.
Yeah, the older you get and the more precious they get to you, and you start realizing what she went through to get you to where you are. So
yeah, that's for sure. How they are, man.
Yeah, take something special. That's probably the strongest love there is a mother with their son. You know,
I'd say the dads
are very protective of their daughters and stuff. And I think the women get like we do with our boys. You know, I'm like my sons fall over. I'm like, he'll be fine. You know, mom's talking to him, rubbing his leg, kissing his boo boo. You know, get a quick crying, you know. And I think it's the same thing with the girls, and then the girls, they go, you're going to go through it. I don't want to hear about you complaining about your period. It's going to be every week for the rest of your, or every month for the rest of your life. And get over it, you know, quit crying. And the dad's just like, oh, come here, baby. What do you need?
Yeah,
that's how it is. Yeah. So, I know, it's, you got to get back to mama. Mama's always gonna love you, man. I think about her. I'm probably gonna touch base with her afterwards. She's funny. She doesn't remember that there's a big time difference. So sometimes she gets up early. She'll message me at 8 o'clock over there, and it's 5 o'clock here. She'll hit me with a bunch of FaceTimes. She's 61 years old, but she's doing FaceTime. And she just thinks, oh, I got to keep pushing the button, so I'll get like 10 calls in a row from FaceTime. 5 in the morning. I'm like, you're waking up the babies. Oh, sorry.
hell, she's funny. Too young, man.
Yeah, she still got time, but I don't know. Her mother passed away pretty young, actually, like 51. And, you know, my dad's strong as an ox. I don't think he'll go away anytime soon. But her dad, the one that was chauffeured the president, he was born in 35, and he just passed away in 2020. So he lived a pretty long life. He was about 85 years old when he passed away. Or no, 84, almost 85. But I don't think that's that long either. I mean, some people live to be 100, but who knows, with all this pandemic and everything going on.
Crazy, man. I'm only 22.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to see some things. Let me tell you. In the last 10 years, I've seen and learned more than I would ever imagine. We were just...
That's why I'm glad to start business while I'm young.
Oh, you're going to be so far ahead of the game. It's going to be ridiculous. And by the time any real competitor... you know, by the time you hit your prime, any real competitor's back's going to be broken. and they're going to be winding down.
I really got started getting into it when I was like 19, started getting into my own business, but it was, I went through a bunch of stuff and it just happened to be, had to go on my own.
Yeah.
But
no, but it's good. Yeah, no, it's good to learn. I'm telling you, you think right now you probably feel a lot older because of that, and that's a very mature thing to do. And I'm telling you, though, keep that mature mindset, but then at the same time, like, 10 years from now, you're still going to be young. I don't think I hit the best shape of my life until I got to, like, probably 30. And now I run probably 3-5 miles every day. I hated running.
Damn.
I never did anything like that when I was a kid. I got up to 250 pounds after I broke up with that girl, or, well, just before, actually. I was like 250, and then I started exercising. I got down to 210. Right now, I'm like 195. Chiseled. Better shape. I wish I can go back and play football again.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that time, you know, the time is really a reflection of what you put into the days. So, you know, if you don't feel good now, you're going, oh, if I don't feel good now, then later I'm not going to feel good. And that's not necessarily the truth. You got a lot of youth in you. If you just get in there and start working out, all of a sudden you're getting better and better every day instead of just, you know, feeling like you're getting worse and worse. It's really just a reflection of what you put into those hours. But yeah, I'm in the best shape of my life, and you still got a lot of youth in front of you. I kind of want to tell you that, because I felt like when I was younger and I got up to those, that weight and heartbreak and all that other stuff, I was like, I thought that was, the peak was behind me, you know? I thought it was all downhill, and it was like this depression of everything going on, and I was like looking at myself, didn't like the way I looked, understood why she didn't like the way I looked anymore.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and then I thought all my youth was behind me. I was a great athlete when I was younger, so I was like, oh, I'll let myself go. You can really snap back. The human body's amazing. You got a lot of youth in front of you. I feel like in the next 10 years, I'm still going to be prime level. I'll go toe-to-toe with any other grown man, you know. So, being 22, I can't imagine if I would have started then, wow, you know, or if I even would have started a company at that time, wow, you know. I got a big fancy job and I live out in California, but I didn't start my own company when I was 22.
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, it really started when I was 19, 20, but it kind of got took from me, but I'm on my own now.
In my mind, it's starting today is where you started your company. Because when you start a business, things are not always profitable the first year or two. You know, I analyze this stuff on a daily basis for 10 years, you know. But these guys that jump on board with this, they become profitable a lot faster. So I think your youth is an advantage where you're not one of those old timers that I got to convince you to eat your broccoli and convince you it's good for you. You kind of grew up with Google, so you already know what this is going to do.
I grew up in the technology time, that's for sure, not quite the word to mouth.
Yeah, now the word of mouth thing is dead. I have guys tell me that all the time, and I'm like, look, I grew up in a small town, and I know word of mouth, and you probably know everybody, but I also know that those same people aren't thinking about you when, you know, something crazy happens. They pull out their phone. Yeah, and then they just look for somebody to get out there as soon as possible, you know. So they're just thinking about solving their problem. They're not going, who could fix this? And a lot of times, if they don't have time to wait, they're not going to wait, you know. They're going to start calling and try to get it fixed. So I think it's going to be a nice change of pace for you. But we definitely got to have you stop spending money on leads that aren't turning into anything. So this is the first step in handling that. We'll get the website knocked out and everything. But you should have some text messages there.
I got quite a bunch of homeowners, too.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll have you off the line here in just a second. So.
Oh, you're good. It's just I just texting the crap out of me.
I hear you. I don't want to
distract
you from your work day. Okay.
Yeah, I got I got some text messages, yeah.
Okay, there's one in there. It'll say, Jarrett, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Yeah, I got you. Hey, okay. And mine, it's a J-E-R-R-E-T-T. I know you
okay.
Go
don't ways, sign right? That. Don't sign that. Hold on. I'll fix it for you.
I know you can go. I know that name goes so many different ways. I've been
calling I shouldn't have assumed. I shouldn't have assumed, though.
Middle school or high school when they call for lunch. Because I never ate, man. I took ADD medicine in high school because it was very bad. I had to close the blinds at the windows in the classroom.
Oh, man.
You
sound like my... Oh, man. You sound like Jimmy. Yeah, you sound like my younger brother.
And, man, they put me on ADD medicine, man, and my grades shot up. Everything was fine. I got out of high school, but it was bad, man.
Yeah.
It made me not eat. ADD medicine will make you not eat lunch, too. So they always had, like, 25 cents in my bank account. And they called my dad every week saying, Jarrett Kendall, like a wife, like Jarrett.
Yeah. That's weird. What is that, Spanish?
Whatever.
Yeah.
I reckon. I mean, yeah, it was like a Spanish woman saying it like an English way, like Jarrett Kendall. Like, she just didn't know my name was started with a J, I reckon. I don't know.
Yeah, that's always Spanish people have a problem saying J. I know, because my name is John. People used to call me Jan. What the heck? Are you yawning?
but I'm like, you know, it's whatever.
Yeah, you make me laugh, though. My mom used to make my younger brother eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich every morning before he'd take his medicine and go to school.
I got you.
Yeah, because he wouldn't keep food down after he took it. So she'd make him eat something in the morning and then take it.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Yeah. He was crazy. He's the youngest of four, and the two older ones. I think Jimmy would probably give us all a run for our money. He just has a different level of psycho. I remember one time he hit my oldest brother in the head with a bat one time. Lost it.
Yeah, I've never grew up with brothers like that. I got one that my mom had us all 4 years apart, so I'm 22. My brother will be 18 on October 22nd. My sister's 26.
Wow. I see you grow up older sisters. Some of my friends had older sisters. Older sisters don't seem to be very merciful, though, either. I remember one of my neighbors, he had two sisters, and I remember they would beat him up so bad, one of them would hold his legs open, and the other one would kick. They would, like, pin him down on the ground.
Yeah,
they tried to kill him. Yeah. Like, you're trying to kill that guy's nuts. Those are going to be your nieces and nephews one day. Yeah, it's crazy. So I fixed it up though. Here, I'm going to resend you. I'm going to resend it to you. So it's Jarrett.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, I got you, boss. Yeah, because this is important because I don't know how many write-offs you've had yet. But you're going to have to get a good CPA. You want to get a good tax guy if you don't already have one. It's really important. And then everything that you're using, like marketing-wise or using for gas, going to jobs, those are all considered business expenses. So when you go to stores, I mean, I might be telling you somebody who already knows, but I'm just going to tell you because maybe you don't, right? But when you go to stores and they ask you for your receipts, you collect those things, man.